Amen.
God is good.
Amen, amen. Thank God for your fathers. Thank God for my father.
Amen.
Thank God for Heavenly Father. All the fathers.
God fathers.
You know, when you in a thankful mood that you just alive, you know, nothing can steal your joy. Amen.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says this. It's joy that God has given. The world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. If somebody taking your joy away, it's because it's not in Christ. It's in somebody else. It's in a job. It's in an ideal. It's in a thing that you lean in so heavily on that you fall over. And that's kind of a signal of, hey, I've been depending on this more than I've been depending on my Heavenly Father.
Amen.
And it's always we get a wake-up call. This lesson is called Production in Christ. You know, what spins the wheels of this Christ life? What allows us to move forward? What allows us to forgive? What allows us to wipe away the tears of our eyes and be able to keep doing the things that God has commanded us to do? I believe we all want to be productive in Christ, right?
Amen.
We all want to be used by God. We all want to move forward. But the Lord told me something. He said, you want to move forward, but are you willing to cut? You want to move forward, but are you willing to let go? Because let me tell y'all something about the Spirit of God. It's always going high, like helium. But in those little dollar stores or schnooks, you see them heliums in a real big container that weighs like a ton. And the reason why is because it needs that to hold the helium down. See, you have Christ inside of you, so you always rise. You always hoping. You always saying, I got more. I got more. God loves me. I got something that's happening to me. But guess what? If you don't cut that tank off, if you don't cut that branch off, if you don't cut that sap that's stealing all your energy, the negativity, cut it away, then guess what? You will never move forward. Amen.
Amen.
And so, you know, I was talking to a gardener. And he was pruning a tree. And I'm thinking, they prune the trees for decorations. But I never thought that they prune a tree for production.
Yeah.
And he told me, he said, no, when I'm cutting this tree, to cut off the dead ends.
Man.
So it can keep growing. Because if you don't, then all the dead sap, all that stuff is going to kill the tree.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, Lord, we need to cut off some dead weight. He says, the thing about it is, as you love God, you ain't got to do the cutting. Let me tell you something, man. As you love God and you know God loves you and you don't want to gossip, people drop out your life. People move away. People do this and then what's supposed to be will be.
Hey.
So you don't have to architect this. Just stay in love with God and watch your life grow. Just stay in love with God and watch what gets cut and what's cut. The Bible says what can be shaken will be shaken off. That means that if somebody shake off of you, they wasn't solid anyway. Because something that's solid is what God gives you. I don't want to manipulate nobody to be my friend. I don't want to manipulate this to get my job. Got people call me Wendell. Can you tell them I worked for you for 5 years? What? You never worked for me a day? What are you talking about? But I want this job so bad. You know, bro, you trying to fake it till you make it, but what happened if you don't make it?
Oh,
what happened if you're in a position that you ain't ready for?
Mm-hmm.
We want to move forward, but we want to skip the steps.
Amen.
And you want to skip the steps. Because you're not walking with God through the steps.
Yeah.
I never look at this place like, oh, I can't wait till I get the next step. No, I'm in love right here. Right now is where God is. His presence is here. Some of y'all think about what I'm going to eat after service. God ain't right there. God is right here. God has loved you right here, right now. And if you don't understand that, anxiety will hit your mind.
Mm.
Panic attacks will hit your mind. You're not settled where you're at because you don't love you. Love you. Then you can love somebody else. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said this. He says in John 15:1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit.
While every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so it will be even more fruitful.
They left my life good. Now I can produce more. This job fired me good. Now I can produce more. Because the only thing I'm missing is the love of God. If I ain't getting that love, I ain't producing. I'm trying to get patience. You don't get patience. You love God and patience happens. Show me a man that don't have patience, and I'll show you a man that's not in love with God.
Come on.
Because if you're in love with God, you know all things work together for the good. And you ain't got to rush nothing in your life.
Rushing is not saying I'm not happy here.
Right.
I'm happy here. Then you can move forward.
Man.
I'm happy right here, right now. If we're not happy here, right now, then we need to be healed. Because the next thing we touch will be destruction.
Yeah.
The anointing lies in you. In you. The Bible says, don't look up for the kingdom. Don't look down. It lies in here. You got treasure stored up that the world is waiting for. And it's locked up because you're unproductive, because you're in stress, you're in worry, you're in fear, and you're not meant to be there. You're meant to be in his presence. That's what production happened, amen? You are already clean. Verse 3. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Thank you, Jesus. As you remain in him, you bear fruit. What's remaining in him? Well, this is the same Hebrew word when Jesus told Peter, if you don't remain in me, you won't have nothing to do with me. Peter was about to wash his feet. And Jesus says, no, I'm going to wash your feet, Peter. And this is what Jesus said. Jesus answered and said to him, what am I doing you do not understand? Sometimes your mind got to catch up to it. Because the spirit is quicker than the mind. But you will know after this, Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no part of me. This is coming from the same scripture of, if you remain in me and I in you. But guess what? If you are not in him. See, I used to think being in him is doing everything God told me to do.
Come on, bro.
Being in him is being in his love.
Come on, bro.
Peter wanted to be the father and love first.
Ooh.
And Jesus said, no, you're not the father. I am never going to tell you to do something that first I'm not going to do for you. You trying to put the cart before the horse and you want to know why you can't move nowhere? Because you got to have love. This is love, the Bible says. Not that you first love God, but what? He first loves you. So you, Lord, I'm running. Trying to make the honey. But guess what? You ain't going to make the honey. If you don't know, right now I'm loved. Right now I'm complete. Not when I get my degree. Not when I get married. Not when I... You are complete right now. Clean. That means it don't get no better than this. It don't get no better than salvation. It don't get no better knowing that I got a father that loves me. I don't need to be a pastor to be complete. I don't need to be a counselor. I don't need to be a doctor. I don't need none of this to be complete. My first completion is Jesus saying, I love you, Wendell. And I care for you. And if you're not hearing that every day, then you're moving and you're struggling and you're fighting to get something that God... Have you ever seen a dog trying to chase his tail? You're doing a lot of moving, but you ain't going nowhere. You're doing a lot of moving, but you're going around the same circle. You're going around the same mountains. But you need God to say, stop, slow down. Let me lead you out of this. Amen.
Hallelujah. So the first thing that I feel like stop production is stop stressing over things that's out of your hands. It's a reason why in the anonymous
Drug Anonymous Day and the Alcohol Anonymous say, Lord, help me to deal with the things that I can't control. Because you know what happens? The things that you can't control is what stresses you out. What stresses you out leads you to the bottom. Or leads you to whatever that thing is that's destructive in your life. And when stress come and hit you like that, give it over to God, man. Because let me tell you something. I can pray for you. I can slap oil on you. I can pray for you, speak in tongues. But you ain't going to change until you believe the word of God in your heart first. Until you believe. Guess what? You ain't going to change nobody. Jesus didn't have the capacity. Woo. Jesus, he couldn't do nothing in his own hometown. Huh. Why? Don't tell me Jesus can't do anything. Jesus can do anything. No, no, no. He can do anything. But if you don't believe, you are the one that clocked the drone. Uh-huh. Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house.
Ooh, Lord.
And he could there do no mighty works. If you don't see no mighty works, it's because our heart is clogged. You believe the number report instead of believing God report. And if you believe an ungodly report, you can't move nowhere.
That's right.
Don't do that real estate, man. I lost all my money. I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to somebody who succeeded. I hate all men. Oh. Well, guess what? This is the people that you need to separate from.
My God.
Because if you move in towards that, then guess what? This is going to hold you back.
Amen.
Unbelief is a seed killer.
Amen.
But guess what? Jesus is a healer.
Yes, he is.
He's a fulfiller. He says, listen, I know all those people doubted you, but come walk with me. I'm going to lead you to success. I'm going to lead you to a life that you're going to love about yourself. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, Wendell, if I can't pray for nobody else and I can't make nobody else do something, then what am I supposed to do? Your job is not to change nobody.
Come on.
Your job is to say, for me and my house. For me and my house, I am going to pray. I am going to praise the Lord. I am going to serve him. I am going to love him. Everybody, raise your right hand. Now put your right hand down. Now raise somebody else's right hand. Guess what? You in violation right now. You in violation. When the post office give you mail and somebody else open your mail, you can get locked up. Because it's a biblical principle. You read your own mail. You can't read nobody else's mail. It's not my job to say, Keisha, this is what Jesus wants you to do. Blah, 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 blah. I want you to do this, be a good husband. That's control. That's her mail. I read my mail. This is my lane. Tell her you love her today. I love you, Keisha. My job is to sow seeds. God's job is to raise seeds. Stay in your lane. Get out this lane. And watch God do more works in your life. If you leave this part alone and you just deal with this right here, because the Bible says out of the issues of your heart comes the issues of life. This is going to hurt so now, but the issues of your life is not coming because of all the other people. It's coming from in here. It's coming from in here. It's coming because I'm scared to let them go, though. It's coming because who am I if I do this? It's coming because we haven't dealt with these right here. What happened if I let them go and become a millionaire? You laugh because you know it's true. Let that person go. Treasures of your heart. You stop living in fear. Stop living in unbelief. And stop moving to what God told you. I've been persecuted. I've been fired. I've been let go from jail unfairly. But guess what? God raised me up. So I ain't got to be a people pleaser no more. People pleaser.
change my language. I can just be me.
I tried that one time. It was uncomfortable. Come back to me, who God has created you. And guess what? It's beautiful when you ain't ashamed.
Come on, bro.
You know what real prison is? Prison is when you feel like you can't go no farther than somebody else let you.
Man.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. What you doing?
What?
Promotion don't come from the east, nor from the west. He the one that promotes. I don't care what they say to you. I don't care what they do to you. It's not up to them.
Right.
It's about the worship that you have with God in your own hearts.
That's right.
I know that's the truth. And I ain't trying to live this truth. My life is the book of this truth now. It was a time where I'm trying to believe, but now I'm just telling stories about my life and what happened after I believe. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Joshua 2:24-15. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day who you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So guess what he's saying? Let them do what they want to do. Let them do what they want to do. Let them talk behind your back. Let them keep doing what they're doing. But what are you going to do in your house? Your temple. Because when I last check, when I go to bed, I take a shower, I got to look at that man in that mirror. Not nobody else.
Come on.
When you turn them lights out, I say, I'm happy with my life and what God has done in me and the choices that I've made. I don't have to be guilted and manipulate and make a decision, because if I don't go, then they're going to talk about me. I can go where I want to go now. I can do what I want to do. Why? Because if I'm in love with Christ, everything I touch turns to gold. Amen. Hallelujah. Proverbs 4:23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. Amen. So guess what? Don't try to protect everybody else's heart. Protect your heart first. Then move. Because what's in your heart flows the issues. Let's hit another thing that stopped production. The traditions of man. The traditions of man. Let's see what the scripture. Mark 7:13. The traditions of man make the word of God of no effect through your traditions which you have handed down, and many such things you do. When you are in tradition, you limit God, because I can't go to that church. I need a vast choir for God to speak to me.
Oh my God.
I can't do that because you know my parents, they Methodist, they Baptist, they Presbyterian, they this, they that, they da, 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 da. Listen, where do you see that in the scriptures? Show it to me. Show me one scripture where you have to be a Pentecost. Show me one scripture where you have to be a Baptist. Show me one scripture where you have to be a Catholic. Show me. See, what we do is we get handcuffed by religion. And we just sent to jail and church jail.
That's right.
And we can't be used until we do everything man to.
Yes.
And you get locked up. That's why I thank God for this church. I thank God for my brother Anthony. As I went and seen his little concert, it was big in the name of the Lord. It was mighty in the name of the Lord. Why? Because he's free. And as he sung, I seen the freedom coming from his heart. It was real. But Anthony, all them brothers, all them sisters, it's real. It comes from a real place. See, you are thinking about quantity. God is thinking about quality. If you're not on the quality level, then what are you doing? Jesus said, I'll leave the 99 just to get the one.
Oh.
How can you get 99 is more? Now I'm going to deal with quality. Quality over quantity, God. The traditions of man make the word of God of no effect.
And so if you're on the tradition thing, get out of it. Because you're not going to go anywhere. You're not going to do anything. You're going to be locked up. Well, I can't let this person minister to me because they too young.
Did you see this brother minister last week, Miles? Hey, listen, I'm taking down notes.
Right.
I'm like, man, this is good. I'm not gonna say, well, I'm a doctor, I can't receive from Miles. No! I'm 12 years older than you. I'm in the faith of God and I've been doing this longer. No, let me tell you something. I've seen all the traditions, man. I can receive from a 6-year-old. A handshake. I can receive from anybody that God wants to bring the package through, baby. I can receive from my mama, my daddy, my sister. I ain't got no sister. I can receive from a sister. I can receive from anybody that God wants to talk to. Don't limit God because I ain't only going to receive if they come from this type of church. I'm going to only receive if they're this age. I'm only going to receive. You blocking the blessings. Receive from quality.
Yes.
Quality over quantity. Did you get that? That means that if you was the last person on this earth, you were worth dying for. That's how valuable you are. Now, if you don't see that, love ain't coming into your heart because you're blocking it because you think about 99. Let me tell you something. We went to Jive Corps for about 5 years pressing hard. And the only person that became a member of this church of Jive Corps is Marie. It was worth it. It was worth it. Marie was worth carrying the bags, carrying the projectors, carrying the speakers every day, hearing shootings, all the stuff we went through. It was worth it. Why? If you don't see yourself worth it, you don't see yourself valuable. If you don't see yourself valuable, you will not be used by God. The world can't see your value. God sees your value. The world don't value you more than a bald eagle egg. It's worth more than you. But the stock bar on everything. I'm more worth than a bald eagle. He created the eagles because of me. What do you mean?
Talk that truth, bro.
That's why the world can't hold your value. The world put your value on the internet and said, this is how much you worth. This is how much Beyonce worth. This is how much Kanye worth. This is how much you worth. No, they can't hold that. God holds that.
Come on.
And because we don't see that,
that's wild.
Then we get stuck.
Yeah.
I can't do that, Wendell. I would like to, but I ain't on that level yet.
Oh.
The Bible says this. Whosoever believes, get all that static out the way and just believe. I've seen, and I promise to God I've seen this, a theologian come in for counseling that know thousands of scriptures. And I've seen a newborn believing Christian believe one scripture and will pass up a theologian that know thousands of scriptures.
Yeah.
Why? The quality of them believing no weapon formed against me, saying it every day, wore that devil out.
Yeah.
You can do more with one scripture than believing a thousand scriptures that you don't really believe in your heart. So if you do something, the Bible says, get understanding about it, get clarity about it, get something to grab up on. Don't get, oh yeah, I'm just reading for the next sentence. No. Did you understand what you just read?
Come on.
No weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Ooh. Number two, the way production can get stopped or can keep moving, he leads you out of darkness by the word of God. I see so many people try to get crunk with the devil. You ain't gonna tell me what to do. Blah, 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 blah. I said, that's nice and all, but the devil don't care about your opinions. But if you bring that word, y'all see, I don't move without the scriptures next, right? I put the scriptures ahead of what I'm talking about because I have no authority in my... Your authority is in the word of God. When Jesus was battling the devil in the temptation, he didn't say, well, you know, I would, I would turn that bread to stone, but I am getting kind of hungry. I don't know if I'm going to. No, it is written. It is written. Man should not live by bread alone. He didn't fight the devil by using opinions. He fought it by the word of God. You don't fight the devil just you and the devil. You fight it by using the word of God. What does God say about your circumstance? What does God say about your life, your wife, your husband, your future? You don't check with nobody else but the word of God. And this is, I'm going to show you a little example of how he leads you. I remember being in college and I was flunking out my freshman year. And I was like, God, I'm trying to do this math class. It's getting rough. I don't know what to do. And so I just started praying in the Spirit. Holy Spirit itself. He said, you playing Madden all day in these dorm rooms. He said, you need to separate yourself. Get in, Madden. Well, Madden is the stuff. we had a pasta put in. If you win the whole Madden thing, you get $5,000. That was a big thing back then. But the thing about it was, I was flunking out. I was doing bad. And just simple conversations with God, he would say, okay, I need you to do this. First, admit that if you stay in this situation, you're going to stay flunking out. So admit that you're wrong. I'm wrong, Jesus. That was the first step.
Come on!
The next step was, who I'm going to stay with? There goes some Vietnamese people. I love them. And then so, my friends, we high and chew and food became my good friends. They made me spring rolls every day. I was in their study group. And then my other friends start talking about, man, what you hanging out with them for? They don't look like us ever. And then the Holy Spirit, I said, man, maybe you get right now. And then the Holy Spirit said, you don't be led by fear or manipulation. I did not give you the spirit of fear, but the spirit of peace, love, and sound mind. I told you to be here next time. Then, as I'm studying, I have to believe in this thing called persistency. See, sometimes we believe, but will you stay? That's the difference between being God and Lord. Lord is discipleship. You stick that seed in the ground and you don't keep picking at it. You allow that seed to stay there and die so it can grow. And then guess what?
Man,
I start getting the grass. Now this is what we want to do. We want to start from here and skip all the way over here without the developments. You got to go through the process, baby, of feeding your word day and night, saying, I'm not doing this because the word says this, that, and the other. And then guess what? Out of the word, God will lead you out of darkness. He will lead you out of that drug-infested place. He will lead you out of that bad relationship. He will lead you out. Because what happens is, he take your hand and say, no, this ain't for you. I'm going to take you over here. No, I want you to do this. And don't be worried if they have something even better than you. I got something better. No, I'm going to take you here. He leads you. The Bible says, yeah, y'all walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I fear no evil. So sometimes you're going to be walking with God and it's going to seem like darkness. But guess what? Even though it's darkness, that's why you got God for. Religiosity makes it feel like you come to church because you're right. No. You better not go to church. You're just going to burn as soon as you get up in that place. Y'all laugh because you're always before, right? The church is the hospital. The Bible says. He says he is the great physician.
Come on.
That's like me going to a doctor and saying, well, I don't want to tell you where I hurt. He is there for the healing. Let him heal you. Before you start doing ministry, let him heal your heart. I sat down for 3 years with that rock because my heart was hurt. Church hurt, every hurt, relationship hurt. And he had to heal me. Why? Because I ain't dealing with that healing. I was going to hurt other people.
Man, that's the truth.
I ain't got no mercy. They ain't had no mercy with me. You ain't getting no mercy, brother. That's the spirit of something. But guess what? When you see God love you, then guess what? That's what you give out.
Let's go.
Come on, tell it.
Man, we're getting to the last one already. Man, I was just getting fun.
Come on, keep feeding, brother.
And another thing, hold on, I forgot. Lead out of darkness. Don't let money lead you.
I gotta keep coming through. You can only serve God or man. I did not join or start GFO to make money. Mm. I started GFO to lead people out of darkness.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
And it's worth it every day. Even if I don't get a dime, it's worth it. Why? Because God is leading people out of darkness, and their family's gonna lead their people out of darkness, and it's gonna spread like a wildfire, baby. When you let money lead you, you like that bull and the matador, and you gonna keep on chasing this red thing, and it's gonna be missed every time.
Yeah.
A good friend of mine was in New Orleans, and he was doing a business deal, and the Lord said, you gotta get out of here. And he was just about to close on a 5-figure deal. Okay? Nice little something. Like, nice little change, okay?
Nice little change.
And you know what the Lord kept on telling him? It's time to go. You know how the Lord told him, I ain't finna be this super religious. He told him to go to Channel 5 because Katrina was coming. Sometimes we look at, I'm waiting for you to float down from the sky, and God is bringing wisdom. If you don't leave right now, you're gonna get trapped in here. And then you leave at the last minute, you're gonna get caught. Channel 5 said, all of them, get out. And the guy said, I gotta close on this deal. But he told his business partners, I gotta go, guy. What you doing? Tomorrow's the day. I said, I know we scheduled it for tomorrow, but I gotta get out of here. And he drove by. A lot of those business people stayed, and guess what? They was on boats because the traffic was so deep. But my friend said this. He said, if I wouldn't have listened to God, I would have got stuck in all that traffic, and I couldn't even go nowhere.
Yeah.
Listen, man. Don't listen to the mice trap.
Come on.
Listen to destiny. Because guess what? He still ended up getting a deal. If you leave this deal because you and you go somewhere else, God will bring it back to you.
Come on,
because
man.
You are the one that's anointed, not the deal. If you think the deal is more valuable than you are, then you're going to stay in the mousetrap. The riches, the Bible says, they chase that. And guess what? They end up jumping off a building. Because they went bankrupt. No. You can be bankrupt in your bank and be rich in your heart. God cares nothing about. God wants your soul to prosper.
Yes.
The Bible says. Because sometimes people misspeak that. What is your soul? Your mind, your will, and your emotions. If this is rich, you're good. A lot of people think, when I get this, then my mind will emote. No, when you get this, this does not make you. I don't want to quote that. Don't make the money. Don't let the money make you. You make the money. That means that don't get pimped by money.
Come on.
You got a beautiful anointing inside of you. My anointing is not for sale. My anointing is not for sale. Your anointing is not for sale. Well, why do we do what we do? Well, because God told me to. And because he told me to. Do you know he told Peter to walk on water? That's why he can walk. If I go in Euphrates and try to walk on water, because he didn't tell me that. I have no authority. You only have authority by what God tells you to.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, this is the trick. How do I get the authority of what God's in me? In the private times.
Yeah.
In the secret places. And the secret places is what God tells you what your water to walk on. When you hear the water to walk on, then guess what? You can walk on that water. Because now you have real power behind you. So if I say, okay, man, God want me to start a church, he said it. Then what God told me, he will supply.
Yes.
He supplies what he says. He don't supply what you want to do.
Yeah.
It's stop production. I want to do that. I want to go this. I want to go that. Why? Because my great-great-grandma went, that's tradition. You got to go where God told you to go.
Come on.
Great. Hallelujah. All right, last one.
Know who you are, man. Know who you are. Romans 8:35 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. When they was talking about me, we was killed all the day long. You know, killing is not just by physical, it's by verbal too. Man. You can verbally get hurt worse than physically sometimes.
Yeah.
If you let that seed plant in your mind. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than what? Conquerors through him that loved us. We are not Braveheart trying to storm up the hill to win. We are up on the hill because he's conquered the hill for us. If you don't know that you are more than a conqueror is somebody that's looking for more wins. More than a conqueror is saying, God won it for me. Now I'm sitting as a righteous man because he did it all. Now I'm moving out of true kingdomship and I'm not moving out of begging somebody. I'm not moving. The Bible said the righteous doesn't beg. Why? Because God has provided everything I need. But if your mind don't catch this, you could be a born-again believer with an untransformed mind. That's why he said, don't be like the pagan. He was talking to believers. Don't be like the pagan. Ooh, I'm worried about my clothes. I'm worried about where I'm going to live. No, that's not for you. I got a nail in my car. What are you trying to tell me, God?
Go to Dodge and get your tires changed.
Tribulations is not what speaks to you. His word does.
Come on.
Wow.
Don't let tribulation speak to you.
Yeah.
Let his word be your compass. Because let me tell you something. It ain't easy just doing what God tells you to do. It's going to be tribulations. But you, if you stay consistent with his word and let him guide you, it may seem like you're going the wrong direction, but you're going the right direction. Because as you lead by him, he see things that you don't even see yet.
Yeah.
He stopped you from accidents that you ain't even witnessed yet.
Yeah.
He didn't stop things from your life that you ain't even prayed before because he let you be freely led by God and close your eyes.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, you're going to arrive at the destination.
Come on.
On time, in time.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to trust my eyesight. You know, my swimming instructor said this, and it blessed me when I was on a jet ski with my friend Dominique. Remember that day? Me and my friend was on, we was skiing, hitting them waves. I forgot what island it was on. But we was going so fast, I think I was 17. Like, whoa, this is good. Next thing I know, boom, 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 hit this bubble thing in the... And I hit that water so hard, man. It's like concrete. But you know what? My swimming instructor said this. If you go into the sea and then the tides are rolling, he says, don't move. He says, open your eyes and look for the light. I said, why? He says, because you can start swimming and go down.
Mm-hmm.
See, some of y'all get in trouble and you just start moving somewhere. Wow. Stop.
Come on now.
Stop. See where the light is first. Then swim towards the light. Because if you start swimming, well, I gotta make a decision right now. I gotta close on this deal right now. No, stop. Because God may not want you to close on that deal.
Thank you.
Look for the light first. I know you need to take that next option breath. I know time is crunching. But this is where you use the word of God. I'm not gonna be used by fear. God gonna give me some options. I don't know where it's going, but I'm not gonna make a choice until I hear that voice. I've been a victim of moving without hearing the voice, and it's devastating.
Oh yeah.
And I've been a lover that moved by his voice, and it's so beautiful.
Oh yeah.
It's so soothing. It's so comfortable. It's like, thank you, that I didn't do a business deal with this person that turned into the biggest jerk in the world. Thank you that I didn't do this. I just waited for your still small voice. Elijah
He was about to commit suicide. I'm the only person that's been doing this for you, God. Ain't nobody else but me. A fire came. Elijah looked at the fire. The Bible says he wasn't in the fire. The earthquake happened. You know, it's and on the insurance they're going to put, it's a God. What they say?
An act of God.
It's an act of the devil. Listen, God is good. The devil is bad. All the time. Sometimes I got to bring it back in the elementary.
Yeah.
Car accident is not good. But guess what? God will use it for the good.
There we go.
Yes.
I'm so tempted to talk about Kawhi. Hey, listen, man. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it because if y'all don't know this basketball play, he shipped him out to another country. You ain't heard all his teammates talking about him. He got shipped to another country. And when you tell this brother don't care about nobody, he ain't checking on the internet to find out who he is. He ain't trying to... He just kept moving. Shut up. And guess what happened? Guess what happened? Now, they sent him out of the country. He had an old country following.
See,
the devil do bad things to you,
uh-huh.
But that does not define who you are. You are not the tribulation. You are not the nakedness. You are not the fatherless. You are not the hurt. You are not the pain. When you come out, you're going to be clean. Because he's going to wash you white as snow. You may start in the mud, but out of that mud, going to come along. It's going to sprain something. Woo! God's doing something in your life right now. As you hear the word of God, you move it to another level. As you hear the word of God, God is doing something in your heart that you ain't going to be the pain. You can't put it in no bottle, but you know it. It's moving inside of you. You will never be the same. Once you hear one word that you believe, that's it. Can't nobody tell me nothing no more. I'm not trying to look for Noah's Ark. Noah's Ark is in my heart. The word of God is real, y'all. This is not a mythological story. This is a story for those that believe. If you truly believe,
yes.
You're willing to die. And you stop playing games.
Yes.
That brother wasn't playing. Some people playing games.
Yes.
You're still trying to win these fights and wars. No, man, listen. As long as I can look in the mirror and say Jesus loves me and I'm moving forward, what do you care about what everybody else got to say?
That's right.
It doesn't matter what nobody else got to say. God is not going to call me home and say, okay, did you do everything for this brother? No. He's going to ask me, what did I be productive with my gifts? Not yours. Yield your life to God and allow him to spring up something so beautiful. Is people going to throw dirt on your name?
Yeah, they're going to do that.
Jesus. They traded him. Judas betrayed him with a kiss. And Jesus said, you're going to betray me with a kiss? But guess what? He told Peter, put your knife down. Peter cut a man's ear off. Some of us got some pieces in our heart. I cut you. Jesus picked up the man, the centurion soldiers here. And this is documented. If you look at Caesar's notes from the past, Caesar was saying, who is this man that's causing all this friction? If y'all don't have this man silenced, then I'm going to have to kill all of y'all. So they were scared. They didn't want to kill Jesus. This is documented. And so Jesus said, listen, man, I'm not trying to establish my word by strong-arming people. I'm trying to establish the word in my heart. So I have to let them see me die and see that they can't stop me. So when Jesus came back, he says, put your hands in this hole right here. This is me. Yeah, this they did it to me, but I'm still living.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus is trying to tell you, you have the same DNA as Christ. Your job is not to try to stop all the haters. It's too many of them. Your job is to say, yeah, look at the hoes. Look what I've been through. I've been through depression. I've been through fear. I've been through, don't tell nobody you've been through. No, I won't tell. Look at my side.
Thomas. Look at it. See, they stuck me here. You see, look at my hand. My hand. Look, you remember when they put them holes in my hand? Remember when they did you dirty on your job? Remember when that relationship told you ain't gonna never be nothing? Remember when that person ran out on you? Look at you now. You're blessed. You ain't got no stress. I don't look like what I've been through. Thank you, Jesus, for that. You know what I look like? I look like God's child that He's been taking care of. I'm well fed, baby. And you know what? You are too, if you believe. Amen. Let us all stand. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody just sing this song. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you care for me in such a special way. Why I thank you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you again. I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord, today. Because you care for me in such a special way. In such a special way. That's why I thank you, Jesus. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Now this part right here. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You gave your life for me. Way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Check with the scriptures first.
Yes.
The holy scriptures is your destiny.
Yes.
Your destiny is not in a woman or a man.
Yes.
They can let you down any moment.
Amen.
But God, man, He will never let you down.
Yes.
He will never leave you nor forsake
you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
hallelujah. Ain't that good?
Yeah.
Some of y'all was healed today, man.
Thank you, God.
Some of y'all, you know what you're going to do? You got so healed, you're going to stop looking at your phone waiting for that person.
Man!
Amen! Some of y'all got so healed, you're going to be all by yourself and be at peace.
Yes.
Some of y'all got so healed that you're going to forgive your parents.
Amen.
Some of y'all got so healed today that you can breathe again.
Thank you, Lord.
Waiting to exhale is not another man. You waiting to get trapped. No, waiting to exhale and saying, Jesus, you love me so much that you left the 99 to come get me. That's why I said Marie was worth it. 5 years, the only person that came. I thought we were going to get 20 of them, but only one. The Lord said, you succeeded one.
Come on.
The same God that spoke to the sun, the moon, the heaven, the earth, that created all these things. But you were his biggest project. That's why David said, and he cried out, who is man that you are so mindful of me? Because when David had contact with the real relationship with God, he knew how valuable he really was. Do you know how valuable you really are? If we had to choose to destroy all these buildings in St. Louis, you will be worth saving. Understand that you are not garbage, because God did not create no garbage. When he made you, he broke the mold. So stop comparing your life to your sister, your brother all the time to see if he made it. Your bank account don't tell you if you made it. You made it when you have peace in God. So stop looking for quantity and start looking for a quality life. I'm at peace where I'm at. Because he loves me. He loves you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.